Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Every mayor Dakula has had since 1905. Dakula incorporated in 1905 with the town physician as its first mayor. This is the full succession from that year to today, plus the story of how the town got the name in the first place. Before there were mayors, there wasn't even a Dakula. First, the name. The community began as Freemantown, near the corner of what are now Fence and Dakula Roads. The town moved to its present site in 1891, when the Seaboard Railroad came through and contractors picked the spot for a temporary camp. Its first name was Hoke, or Hoke Town, and a post office was established under that name to honor a railroad official. The railroad ultimately refused to let the town keep it. So John W. Freeman, the first postmaster, proposed something new: take letters from Decatur and Atlanta and combine them into Dakula. That one stuck. J. W. Hamilton, born in Gwinnett County on notice of violation No. 7, 1847, was the town's first settler. He built the first house, a small wooden building, in 1891, and Dakula grew up around it. The list. Dakula incorporated in 1905. According to the history maintained by Gwinnett County Public Schools, these are the citizens who have served as mayor, in order. Dr. Samuel L. Hinton, first mayor, 1905. A. M. Wilson. L. C. Mulden. Beverly Ambrose. G. F. Farr. K. E. Taylor. Claude Hinton. Otho Farr. J. W. Hamilton. Taylor Whitley. Claude Halcom. Reed Miller. Jimmy Wilbanks, 1971-1979 and 2002-2019. Trey King, 2019, present. An honest caveat, the district's history gives the order of these mayors but not their individual terms. For everyone between Dr. Hinton in 1905 and Jimmy Wilbanks in 1971, The Wire has not been able to confirm start and end dates. We're working on it, see below. The names that keep reappearing. Read the list alongside Dakula's other early records and the same families surface again and again. Hintons appear as the first mayor, as a later mayor, Claude Hinton, as the physicians who took over the town's medical care after Dr. Samuel Hinton's death in 1918, Dr. William T. Hinton, and on the committee that rebuilt the school after the 1944 fire. Farr's produced two mayors, G. F. Farr and Otho Farr, and Otho J. Farr also sat on the school board of trustees named on the 1946 building plaque. K. E. Taylor appears in the school's history as a teacher, listed among the staff of Dakula's early classrooms, before appearing on the roll of mayors. Mulden, Freeman, Wilson, and Hamilton all turn up across mayors, postmasters, trustees, and building committees. In a town this small, the same few dozen families ran the school, the church, the drugstore, and the city government, often simultaneously. One puzzle worth flagging. J. W. Hamilton sits ninth on the mayoral list. A. J. W. Hamilton, born in 1847, was also the town's first settler. Given the list's ordering, a man born in 1847 serving that late in the sequence is a stretch, which suggests either that the list isn't strictly chronological, or that a son or grandson carried the same name. The Wire hasn't resolved which, and would rather say so than guess. The gap we'd like to close. Between 1905 and 1971, there are 11 mayors whose terms, biographies, and accomplishments are largely undocumented online. These were the men who ran Dakula through the Depression, two World Wars, the 1944 school fire, the 1950s consolidation fight, and the paving of the Athens Highway. If your family has papers, photographs, newspaper clippings, or simply stories about any of them, we want to hear from you. Local history disappears when nobody writes it down, and this is exactly the kind of record a hometown paper exists to keep. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.